Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghis, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 240. Today we continue with the biological special program of the arteries. Yesterday we saw that the biological conflict linked to the arteries is a light self-devaluation conflict. Today we will see various specific types of self-devaluation conflicts linked to the arteries of various areas of the body. A person who finds it difficult to walk, maybe after an accident, illness, or a surgery, may suffer from a self-devaluation conflict affecting the femoral artery or tibial artery and subsequent affection in leg or foot. Similarly, any self-devaluation conflict related to the abdominal area, like a fear that something is wrong there, may affect the abdominal aorta. It also may be due to a severe abdominal pain, constipation, Crohn's disease, diagnosis of a cancer of an abdominal organ like colon, or even an abdominal surgery. Similar self-devaluation conflicts corresponding to different parts of the bones and joints, which we studied earlier, are applicable in the cases of blood vessels also. Only difference is, in the case of bones and joints, the self-devaluation conflict applicable are severe self-devaluation conflicts or loss of self-worth, and in the case of arteries, it is light self-devaluation conflicts. Therefore, the biological conflicts of thoracic aorta, renal artery, or pelvic artery, the arteries that are supplying blood to the chest, kidney, and pelvic area, are the fear that something is wrong there in each area. On this note, you can predict the self-devaluation conflicts that affect various other important arteries of specific areas. For example, the outer sections of the subclavian artery that supply blood to the shoulder and arms are related to relationship self-devaluation conflict, like having failed as a parent or partner if right side, or as a mother or child if left side when the individual is right-handed. We know that the external carotid arteries and the cerebral arteries are the blood vessels that carry blood to the face and scalp. So, the biological conflicts of those vessels are light intellectual self-devaluation conflicts affecting those areas. If we consider specifically the cerebral arteries, the distress can be expressed as the brain does not get enough oxygen. Because of some knowledge about blood supply to the brain, a parent can suffer from this sort of conflict with or for a newborn baby. As told earlier, when we described the bones and joints or several other tissues and organs that originated from new mesoderm, the conflicts affecting right or left side of the body are determined by a person's biological handedness and whether the conflicts are related to mother, child, or partner. We also saw that a localized conflict can affect a specific artery that is closest to the location associated with the light self-devaluation conflict. We will also see today the changes happening in the arteries during the conflict active phase of their biological special programs. It is again a necrosis or cell loss in proportion to the intensity and duration of the conflict. Here you can see two simultaneous but different changes happening in the intima and the smooth muscles of the arteries. You know already that the intima belongs to the group of tissues derived from the new mesoderm, and the smooth muscles belong to those derived from the endoderm. Therefore, in order to prevent a perforation due to cell loss, the smooth muscles become thicker at the affected sites of the arteries under consideration. But if the conflict activity is too intense and long-lasting, there can occur localized bulges called aneurysms due to the weakness of corresponding arteries. That is how aneurysms occur in external carotid arteries or cerebral arteries. We will again study aneurysms under the aorta, carotid arteries and subclavian arteries, but there the biological program is of tissues consisting of squamous epithelium derived from the ectoderm and therefore controlled from the cerebral cortex. Aneurysms in the carotid arteries are more common than the cerebral aneurysms in other brain arteries. Similarly, aneurysms can occur in the abdominal aorta, especially in the part below the kidneys called infrarenal aortic aneurysms. Smaller aneurysms may go unnoticed, but larger ones may rupture. Normally, such ruptures are prevented by the smooth muscle fibers and stabilized by the striated muscles of the arterial wall where they are embedded. However, a vigorous move, lifting heavy objects or hard pressure exerted during constipation can cause them to rupture. Such instances of internal bleeding are medical emergencies. Similar hemorrhage can occur in the brain also if a cerebral artery bursts. This should be differentiated from the conditions following the rupture of a brain cyst during the healing phase of any intense conflict that is repeatedly interrupted by conflict relapses. Brain cysts may get torn, causing bleeding in brain, but they are not the cause of the medical condition known as stroke, as believed erroneously by the conventional medicine. Friends, we will continue with the discussion of the blood vessels tomorrow also. Till then, goodbye. I am Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.